This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, September 14, when God says no. Our reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than what is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." It's not always easy to understand God's answers to our prayers. But we can be assured that he's always listening to us and that he wants what's best for us. Sometimes, when it seems God is saying no to something, he may be saying yes to something else and leading us in a way that's different from our own plans. Sometimes we don't receive what we pray for because we aren't ready for it. So God's answer may be more like, "Yes, but not now." In cases like that, we need to persist in prayer. But we should also ask for patience as we submit to God's timing. Other times, God simply says no because what we're praying for is not in line with his will and what's best for us. God can decide not to give us something because he may have something else in mind for us, something greater than we can even ask or imagine. So we must pray to God with humility and trust. We might think that we know what's best for us and that our timing makes more sense than God's timing. But then we'd be elevating ourselves above the God we pray to. As the Lord said to Paul when his prayer was declined, "My grace is sufficient for you." In this way, God reminds us that all our needs are met in Christ, and this allows us to pray, wait, and trust. Pray with me. Lord, forgive me for thinking I have everything figured out. Help me to submit to you and trust in you. Thank you for your grace. It truly is all I need. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.